During the fight to topple Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, thousands of sub-Saharan Africans were accused of being mercenaries in Gaddafi's army. Now, 2 months after the dictator's death, some of the foreigners stranded during Libya's revolution are still in trouble. Many have been detained and abused. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has this report from Tripoli.
A Libyan fighter lines up 150 Nigerians at the military airport in Tripoli to be deported. The women and men gather their meager belongings, more than ready to leave.
I came here to make money, but I see that I've spent 3 years here now, but I see that everything has changed. So I have to go back to my country because the crisis is too much for me. I don't want to die young.
That's 32-year-old Fred Igbinosa. Like many sub-Saharan Africans, he traveled here illegally, working before the war in one of the many foreign companies located in Libya. During the war, things took a turn for the worse. He was captured by a rebel group and imprisoned as a suspected mercenary in Gaddafi's forces.
They tied our hands in the bags, so beat us up and locked us in jail. I told them I'm not a fighter, but they couldn't believe us. They treated us so badly there, so many people even died inside the prison there.
Gaddafi did pay or conscript sub-Saharan Africans to fight for him, but many others here are simply workers who were caught up in events. Igbinosa says he was only just released from jail, but there are still thousands like him imprisoned in makeshift detention centers. Black women in particular are continuing to face harassment. All of the women we spoke to said they'd been propositioned or called a prostitute, and they all know women who were raped. Choma Imbebusi says she came to Libya to find work 6 months ago, but instead lived in fear.
It's a hard, cold time. We stayed indoors for almost 2 months. There's no water. They rape people. So many bad experiences. I know one woman, she was raped mercilessly. They took her money. It's so obviously bad. It's no wickedness.
Jeremy Haslam is the International Organization for Migration's mission chief in Libya.
Without question, there is a perception that sub-Saharan Africans are in some way or form associated with the previous regime, and indeed, potentially, they could be mercenaries. And unfortunately, all sub-Saharans are branded with that same stigma. So that's one of the root causes of their persecution.
Haslam says the IOM has evacuated hundreds of thousands of foreign workers, but the situation is still dire for the many who remain.
The problem is now, as things tail off in what is perceived to be the end of the humanitarian crisis, is that some of these needs are being neglected. In Tripoli, for example, we have no safe and secure transit facility from which to process migrants, to take them out of harm's way, because there are some very vulnerable cases, but there are also incidents of arbitrary arrest and abduction.
We don't have beds and we don't have enough mattresses, you see.
And we're sort of walking down the hall, and it just seems to be there's sort of water and garbage down the hall. It seems that the conditions are quite difficult.
It is quite dirty.
Salah Abubakar has a master's in accountancy from his native Somalia, but because of the civil war there and a lack of opportunities, he came to Libya, hoping to catch a boat to Europe. He shows us around the facility where he and other Africans have been living. The conditions are hard, but there is regular medical attention from Doctors Without Borders and regular food from an NGO called Islamic Relief, and it's protected. But they won't be here much longer.
We were told that the camp will be closed. Clearly, we don't know what is happening.
The local authorities say that the Chinese company that owns the compound will be coming back. So they've been moving people out, in some cases offering them jobs as sanitation workers. But others like Salah say if they can't get to Europe, they want to go home. The problem is most don't have documents, and it's not clear how they can be repatriated, so they are stuck in limbo, say aid workers. Back at the airport, the Nigerians are finally getting on the plane. As they file out, an armed fighter tells them they aren't wanted here.
Okay, bye-bye, Libya.
Bye-bye. Come back again, please.
No, I'm not coming back to Libya.
That's good.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.